Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Sonic Go!
That was the Kinks from 1964. I think actually that was the third single that they released, and it was the one that certainly brought them to prominence back then. And you may say, well, why are we playing that song? Well, apart from the fact, of course, it's a darn good song, it's also, I'm joined in the studio by Dave Quaife, who's the brother of the legendary bass player and joint founder of the Kinks, Pete Quaife. Now, Pete was forced to quit the band for a few months following a serious car accident in 1966, and finally left the group in 1969, but he sadly died about 3 years ago after battling kidney failure and enduring dialysis treatment for over 10 years. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Dave.
Thank you.
Which one are you? I'm trying to work out which mic you're on. I'm turning them all up here.
Yeah,
right. Good stuff. Now, in Pete's memory, Dave has established the Pete Quaife Foundation. So first off, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about that and what you're trying to achieve.
Well, what we've been doing is gigs, mostly, and the money that we're earning from that, we're getting children on dialysis.
Yeah.
Something for them to do, you know, a Kindles or something, or a electronic game or something.
Because how long are they sitting on a dialysis machine?
Oh, yeah, well, this is quite bad, because it's every other day, and it's 4 hours.
Yeah.
That doesn't include the hour prep and the hour after. And they've it's got to be sterile. So there's no books anymore, or pads or painting or anything. And it's quite a boring time for the children. So Kindles were the answer.
Yeah. So how do you set about raising all the funds for this?
Well, we've been doing gigs in several places, and bands have donated their sets to play on stage live, and that's been going good. A few months ago, we did put a question around to the bands that have played for us. Would they like to do a couple of tracks on a CD?
Mm.
One of their own and one of a cover, which was from early Kinks.
Yeah.
And quite overwhelmed. I think we got enough for about 5 CDs now.
Really?
Yeah.
Good heavens above.
Yeah.
And you brought one of the bands in with you, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so come on, they're the most. Yeah. And John and Mick, say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, and welcome. And you've got a track on here. So you've got 2 tracks on the CD then.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, one's a cover of a Kinks track, one of our own.
Yeah, and which one of you is your own track?
The one of our own is called Scooter Girl.
Oh, right, OK, because I think the one that we're going to play a little bit later on is I Gotta Move, which is one of the Kinks tracks, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, OK, fine, good stuff. And now, this... the artists that you've got working with you, you've got The Move, yeah. You've got quite a few, sorry, The Most,
yeah.
Say The Move. I'm confused by the title of the song. So who else have you got?
Well, we've got the Electric Stars.
Mm.
I've gone blank.
Yeah. Well, Universal.
The
Get Go.
Yes.
Yeah. The Mindset.
The Spivs.
The Spivs, it's just Kinks fans that have put some music together. It's quite good, actually.
And are these bands mostly local or
they're from all over, from UK.
So how many bands have you got on there altogether?
18.
That's a heck of a lot, isn't it? You know, so you've got this CD. It's coming out, later this week, is that right?
Yeah, it's on Saturday. It's the official one.
Right. First. And what's it called?
Pass It On.
Good title, very good title, yeah. And you've got a launch party, have you not?
That's right, it's at the Seven Dials Club.
Yes.
In Covent Garden, and it's an afternoon event with going back to the 60s style. With
right.
Good food included, and live music and...
And anybody can go?
Yeah,
At a small price. How much is it?
It's £26 a ticket.
Right. And the tickets are available from...?
Our website, it's peakwayfoundation.com.
Right, okay. How much do you say they were? £26?
Yeah, £26.
And that includes the cost of the food and drinks you pay extra.
Yeah.
Now, I think you chose that venue for a reason, didn't you?
Well, we used to laugh at it. I was underage, but still used to drive about in the scooter.
Oh, disgraceful.
it was done. That was a done thing then.
Absolutely. I remember.
So we used to go down to... Denmark Street, Soho and everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scooter people down there in those days.
Mm.
But when the police used to turn up on their velo sets, the silent motorbike, we'd all jump on the scooters and race off to Seven Dials because you had six rows to escape down.
Oh, I see.
on one of those days, Pete and me, we went into the Seven Dials Club, or pub it was in those days.
Yes.
So I thought, no, this would be fitting. And... it is a lovely club. It really is nice.
Right.
And it's in the middle of clubland.
Yes. Yeah. So. And the CD itself, now, how much is that?
It's £8.99.
Right. And you get that the same way?
Yes, by going to the website? Yeah, straight on there. It'll be out in a few shops in about 3 weeks' time.
Oh, right, so it's also going to be available in shops.
Yeah, later
and
on.
And that's when it'll be £8.99. But if you order it off the website, presumably it's a little bit more because of the postage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just got to pay £1.20 for postage.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
So that's all available there. Now, you guys from The Most, tell me a little bit about your band and where you play and what gigs you've got lined up and everything.
Well, we play anything from early 60s to 79 mod revival.
This is Mick talking
that's
now,
Mick.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yep,
that's
yep,
Mick,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Lead singer and driver of the Transit Band. we go all over the country. We've been to Northern Ireland. We go anywhere. We do scooter rallies, music festivals, pubs, clubs. We're playing locally. On Saturday after the gig at Seven Dials, we're playing in Southend.
Oh, right.
Can I say the venue?
Yes, of course you can.
Sutton Arms in Southend.
All right, right.
On Saturday night.
Yep.
And then the following week, we're in Witham at the Victoria in Witham.
Yeah.
People can go on our website and see gigs and such like.
Yes.
But yeah, all our music is... mod infused is the best way to describe it. So it's anything sort of R&B with a good driving sound. So Kinks,
right.
Small Faces, The Who,
right.
The Jam.
Yeah.
But we also
all from
perform,
my era.
Yeah. But we also perform some of our own as well.
Yeah.
So one of them, which is on the CD, but we've got an array of songs that we can do. So you get a good couple of hours of some good tunes.
And how long have you been going?
The band has been going, it'll be 10 years in February next year. John joined us, how long ago was that?
Yeah, I've been in the band just under 3 years now.
Right.
So I'm a relatively new member.
Right.
We've got a new drummer as well,
right.
Jason Smith. and he's only been with the band about a year.
And are you doing this completely professionally? When I say that, is this your sole income? You know, or do you have to do other jobs?
Oh no, we're sort of part time.
Yes,
musicians.
Yes.
Part time professionals.
Part time professionals. Now, what I was getting at, I mean, these days it must be very, very expensive to try and do this really professionally. Unless you're really lucky, you're not going to get that big break that gets you like the Kinks had.
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate that we've got people like Dave promotes us.
Yes.
We've got another company, Kooks Clique Clothing, provides us with all our clothes for the stage and such likes. So we get sponsorship from them. But yeah, I mean, really, it's just a case of a hobby that pays a little, really.
Well, that's right.
But to be honest with you, we do it not for the money. We do it because we enjoy it, and we really enjoy it. We have such fun doing it.
It's,
and so you get to meet some interesting people as well along the way.
Well, over the 10 years that you've been doing it, presumably you've had one or two highs and lows. What would you say are the big highs?
The big highs. Well, we played the Small Faces convention.
Right.
That was just before John joined us.
You missed that one.
Mm. He did, yeah. The other one, I suppose, well...
100 Club?
The 100 Club, yeah, at Christmas last year, where we supported Steve Craddock.
Yes.
Who used to play with Ocean Colour Scene. And Paul Weller turned up, so that was...
Great stuff.
That was quite exciting.
Yeah.
He was excited to see us.
also played at RAF Bryce Norton, which was a really good gig to do, because nice to meet the guys from the Air Force.
Yeah,
so it was nice.
They put us up.
I suppose you met a few high flyers there.
We did indeed, yeah.
And obviously recording this track, we met Dave a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And he liked what we were doing with the Kinks stuff, because we were doing more the B-sides and such likes, which is... but they're really good tunes, and he's asked us to sort of put a track on this CD, which is fantastic. So it's just good for us, really. It's just good
well
fun.
I think after that we're going to have to play it, aren't we? I think that would be great.
That's definitely
thanks very much indeed, guys, for coming in and talking to us today, and
thank
very
you.
Good luck with the release with the CD and of
thank
your
you.
Party on Saturday.
Yes.
And right now, which of you would like to introduce your song?
It's got to be you, Mick.
I've got to be me.
Yeah.
All right. This is a track originally by the Kinks. It's called Gotta Move.